Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Jefferson County North head coach. That is Jeff Schneider. It is brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. We appreciate them making this conversation with the coach possible each and every week. Coach, congratulations. A 40-0 win against Morehill Mounts Academy in week number one. We'll kind of break it down a little bit more, but just kind of the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from that big time win in week number one.
Well, I thought, you know, Every year you go through your summer, your camp, the first couple weeks of practice, and I think there's always a lot of excitement heading into week one, but on the coaching end, I think there's always a little bit of an unknown. You know, you're not exactly sure, what exactly the things you're good at, things you need to work at. I mean, you've done a lot, but how your team will respond, you can create a lot of that, situational stuff in practice, but the energy of an opening, week, home game, you know, the kickoff, the underneath the lights, all those things brings, it kind of amps things up. So, I told our guys this, I thought we played well week one. I was really, to be very transparent, I told them I thought we played better, going into week one than maybe I would have even thought. Did a lot of good things. I think we shared the ball well. I think we executed on the offensive side, very well. Obviously when you are able to hold your opponent scoreless, you know, had a red zone stand. I thought we played defensively well, ran to the ball, you know, created a couple turnovers. So a lot to be positive there. And then, you know, we're also going to look at the film and we found things that we need to work on and that we need to clean up, things we need to, you know, be able to finish a little bit more on the offensive side, blocking, play action fakes, those sort of things. And then on defensive side, you know, we had a couple busts, didn't cost us now, but you don't want them to cost you down the road. So, we're really excited about the win, but we hope that a lot of your biggest improvement comes between week one and then week two, week three, and we're hoping to continue to improve.
Yeah, you talked about just kind of spreading the ball offensively, and we'll get to that aspect in a moment, but you mentioned pitching a shutout week one. Morehill certainly got some good athletes. Talk about the defense and their efforts, and just how impressive was it to see your team pitch that shutout in week one?
Tremendous. You know, they have a lot of good players. There's absolutely no doubt. The thing too that we've tried to talk to our guys a little bit about this as well too. We're not the biggest team by any stretch. We've got a couple guys, that are over the 200 pounds, but we're not in the mid twos or the upper twos. We're hanging out around the twos. You know, if we want to get it to a full handful of guys over 200 pounds, we've got to start including coaches. So, you know, we're not the,
right,
not the biggest team, but I do think, the thing I thought going in, I think we're a lot deeper right now than we were, maybe even through the midpoint of last season. Just have a lot of guys back, but you know, not just numbers. I think we have a lot of guys that are more capable of playing varsity football and knowing what their job is, and having the confidence, in the role. I thought, you can see some of that developing in our practice, and I thought we really had some guys that took off and played their best games, you know, week one of their career so far, but I think the needle's really pointing up for them as well, too. So, you know, we're really excited, about the team. Obviously the shutout is terrific, but just the overall effort was tremendous.
And then offensively, it was 16-0 at the half, so you're right there, and Morehill's probably thinking they're right there too. It's only a 2-score game at that point. You guys are able to pour it on, you know, a little bit more in the second half, but it was mainly the rushing attack. You really spread the wealth in that game. Merrick Knoll led the way, 19 carries, 100 plus yards and a score. Nick Cahill had 13 carries, nearly 100 yards and a score. Will Elias, your quarterback, 11 carries, over 60 yards and a score. And then Knox Heston, 10 carries, over 50 yards and a touchdown. Was it the plan right away to get that many guys involved, you know, this early on like that?
Yes, that's absolutely what we plan, and that's what we hope to be throughout the course of the year. Like I said, we're not the biggest in size, but I think depth is a strength of us, and I think we're going to try to utilize that. We tried to spread the ball around, keep people fresh, and honestly keep them fresh for the defensive side so we can keep our starters out there as long as possible is what the goal is. I also thought, you know, it was a really nice fall evening, you know, opening week one, you know, people wearing long sleeves, pretty cool, but we hope that you know, as the season's going to heat up on us at some time here, we hope that the depth comes through for us in that regard. And then, you know, we know we have to have guys that continue to step up and continue to grow into those too. That's how we want to play, spread the things around, but, you know, we've got to also have the base that we've got to fall back on all the time. And I think we're solid at this point, with that as well.
And with the balance there on offense, you can't talk about the rushing attack without talking about the offensive line and how good they were.
Yeah, up front, we're pretty young, up front. We started a freshman, two sophomores and two seniors. And, you know, but here's the thing. Three of those guys are returning, and we have another offensive lineman that was returning. We just moved him to tight end. So we have some pretty good, we have a lot of snaps up there, some pretty good experience. I still think we have a lot of room to grow. Like I said, the finishing stuff, that's stuff that we want to continue to work on. We saw some of that on film. But, you know, coming back in, for whatever we don't have in youth, I think we at least have some of that in experience. And then, you know, we have guys we try to, you know, try to rotate, keep fresh, and try to get a few guys snaps here and there as well along the line so that the development continues to occur over the course of the season. So our guys up front played really well. I think at any level of football, if you're not good on your lines, offensively, defensively, then your team's going to struggle. And I thought we played very well on both sides of that.
You guys go on the road Friday night, week two. You go to Horton, another league contest. You know, they got a new head coach, came in a little late. Coach Richardson, he's been part of the program, so certainly familiar with that. You know, they had a little bit of turnover, especially with some guys up front. You know, they lose a 6-0 game to Valley Falls in week one. What are the initial thoughts on this Horton team here in 2025?
They're big. They're really big. They have good size. Last year, I know they had a couple guys that were going to be returning. I really liked their line play last year, and they got a couple guys that were starters for them that are still back. So, you know, I think that's a strength of them. I think it's tough, you know, when you have that coaching change. Well, first off, I think Coach Richardson's a terrific, terrific coach. I'm glad to have him around in the league. And then I remember him been around long enough to know that he was a terrific player as well, too. So, you know, he's implementing his system. I think you get what you can in week one, but I think you're going to grow it throughout the season. So we'd expect a few wrinkles, trying to prepare for the unknown in that regard. But the strength of their team is the size. And, you know, that obviously we said that's not the strength of ours. So we have to balance that out in some capacity.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys for this game on Friday night at Horton. What's it going to take to get another win?
Well, I think defensively, we need to contain. You know, Moore Hill was bigger than us up front. I thought we did a pretty good job of them on the line play. We got to do the same thing again because I think Horton might even be bigger up front in that regard. And then we took advantage of, like I said, spreading the ball around and trying to keep people fresh and trying to get to maximize those touches as best as possible. And I think that's probably our game plan moving forward. And then the thing we did, we won the turnover battle. We were on schedule with the chains against Moore Hill, 6-for-9 on third down conversion. I think that's who we need to be if you're going to try to stay ahead of the size.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach. That is Jeff Schneider joining us here, brought to you by the JC and Booster Group. Thanks for that sponsor, making this broadcast possible, or this conversation with the coach possible each and every week. JCN off to a great start. Big win against Moore Hill in week number one. They try to keep that momentum going. Week two, Friday night, they'll be on the road at Horton. Coach, thanks again for all the time this week, and we'll talk to you ahead of week three.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.